from Puerto Rico, we moved to Chile. And this is a poem from the previous book, Trumpets from the Islands of Their Eviction. I worked for a while as a radio journalist. One of the things I did was a documentary on the 7th anniversary of the coup in Chile, and that's where a lot of the information in this poem comes from, interviews with people who were there. The context for this poem is the 1973 military coup in Chile that overthrew the elected Marxist President Salvador Allende and instituted a junta which slaughtered as many as 30,000 people in the months following the coup, many of them in the soccer stadiums of Santiago de Chile. One such person was Victor Jara. Victor Jara was a singer, songwriter, composer, guitarist, poet, an activist, and a symbol for the people of Chile, one of the leaders of the New Song movement in Chile. He was publicly executed as an example, and yet what the junta found out in this case was that sometimes an idea is very hard to kill. The poem is called "The Firing Squad is Singing in Chile." It was years ago, at the moment of the coup, that the military arrested Victor Jara, alleged communist, a singer. They took him to the stadium where thousands of the suspected stood waiting for a bullet, where skulls leaked in interrogation rooms like earthenware pots spilling their wine. He sang for them. And they, neck bruised, heartbeat drumming in the forehead, fear-eyed they sang. And he sang after the gun butts fractured his hands to stop the guitar, sang though they pried the tongue from his head so that a mouth cavern of red was his song, sang till the guards pointed metallic snouts and punctured his chest with machine guns' iron insect sting. There were thousands, and each one had a wake in the mouth for a dead singer, a quiet between sorrowful teeth for a mutilated song. And the military made laws. They banned the songs, laborer's prayer on the child of the plow, winds of the people and song of the fallen, document stamped subversive in the hundreds. They banned the armadillo shell charango, the quena flute in its condor god throat, the bombo drum of Mapuche ritual, infected by communists, incinerated, subversive. They banned the mention of Victor Jara's name, a repented subversive. These are the junta's policies, bureaucrats proofreading music sheets, police escorting those who mispronounce their lyrics to shock batons and spotlights in a humid room. The army, in twos and threes on street corners, leaning on rifles, a vigil of cigarettes, listening for years. And years later, exiles in cafes sing, smuggled tape recordings sing, night watchmen late in warehouses sing, labor camp prisoners anally raped cry and sing, the wives and mothers of the disappeared in protest sing, guerrilleros assembling rifles in a clandestine basement sing, as if a butchered tongue could stop Chile from singing. Generals, constipated with blood, are overhearing it. The condemned in a row are singing, singing with the furious chorus of the firing squad. Thank you.